When Herbert Hoover's backers in his successful 1928 campaign for president took an ad out for him in the New York World, they made, on Hoover's behalf, a promise of prosperity with a vivid, savory image, a chicken in every pot. In 1928, chicken was a delicacy. The birds were typically expensive, scrawny, and red-feathered. When cooked, they produced mostly dark meat and not much of it. We mention this because one of the revolutionaries of the American diet and the American food economy died earlier this month at the age of 92. His name was Henry Saglio. Dr. Paul Aho is a poultry economist who worked with Henry Saglio at various times. He joins us from Storrs, Connecticut. Dr. Aho, can you take us back to the 1920s and 30s when this son of Italian immigrants started raising chickens? What did he do that revolutionized chicken farming?
Well, back in the 20s, chicken was very different from the way it is today. In fact, it took over 100 days to produce a chicken that only weighed 2 pounds. And they were mostly red-feathered chickens. And what Henry Saglio did was he had the brilliant idea, which now seems pretty easy idea, to produce a white-feathered chicken and one that would grow a lot faster. And so today we produce a 5-pound chicken in just 42 days.
Now, I really haven't thought much about the color of the feathers of the chicken that I eat. What's the relevance of the color of the bird?
Well, when he was getting started, the processing of chickens, or what they used to call dressing chickens, was a fairly primitive art. And the pin feathers, the tiny feathers that are left over, some of them would stay on the carcass. And if they were red, the consumers would complain about that. So Henry's friend, who had a poultry processing plant in Hartford, said, couldn't you get me a white broiler, which would have a white pin feather, which wouldn't be quite as noticeable? So then he could make some mistakes in the processing, and still that white feather wouldn't be as noticeable.
What did Mr. Saglio do to make that chicken so much bigger than it had been, and so much meatier and with more white meat?
Well, part of it was choosing the right breeds. He crossed what was called a White Rock with a Cornish, and then it was basically just through massive selection, just taking thousands of birds and choosing the ones that grew the fastest, repeat, repeat, repeat. And, of course, the chicken has a relatively short life cycle. So when you do it with many thousands of birds and select only the fastest growing, the biggest, plumpest birds, you can make progress fairly quickly. But he was there at the beginning really making giant strides in getting faster-growing chickens.
I wonder whether, in his later years, was Mr. Saglio aware of the sort of rebellion against the factory-bred chicken and the preference for free-range chickens and things that might have been more like chicken farming when he entered the picture than when he left it?
Well, yeah, I think that is reflected in the fact that he started three different breeding companies during his life. And the last one he started just a few years ago was one that is developing a bird that will not use antibiotics, an antibiotic-free chicken. So I think he was a visionary right to the end. And so I think that may reflect some of his thinking back to the way chickens were a long time ago.
Well, Dr. Aho, thank you very much for talking with us
today.
Thank you. Dr. Paul Aho, who is a poultry economist, spoke to us from Storrs, Connecticut, about Henry Saglio, who has been called the father of the modern poultry industry. He died this month at the age of 92.